Well, thank you, Brother Jesse. My, what a wonderful truth. In fact, that was a good Bible lesson and song, wasn't it? Sure was. Thank you, Jesse. All right. Last Wednesday night, we started our testimonies. We had the soul-winning trip down to South Florida, a local church, and we just seemed like got started and time was up last week. Now, spring break, most of the college group is gone, and so many others are gone, but we thought tonight we'd try to give an opportunity for some of these that are left to come on and share with us about their trip. Of course, Brother Parsons is in charge of all that, so we're going to ask him to come, and he'll tell them what he wants them to do.
Well, I don't know if you got to hear it the last couple times we were, while we were here last time with you, and it was a good trip. We had 100 and, somebody help me, 21, amen, and they're still going. I don't know what the count is at this point, but the preacher has been contacting me down there, Brother Anthony Akins, and down at their church there in Fort Pierce, and he has been just excited, and he's constantly talking about how it's ignited. One of the goals of us going down there, not only to win souls, but for him was to ignite a soul-winning fervor in his church. He had people coming quite a bit to a few people trying, but again, even in our own church, I know Pastor and I were talking about this before, we had several people come up and want to know after we gave testimonies last time, how do I get in on that? How do I tell other people how to be saved? And so that's the thing. It's a great commission. The church is commanded to do it. It was a great blessing for us to go down and help the church and get them started. And they had a full group out on Saturday from their church that went out again following up on. We gave them more than just soul winning cards. We gave them a lot of prospect cards where sometimes people just were not ready. We went all the way through the plan, but they weren't ready to pray. And sometimes we just wrote their name down for prayer and made good notations for visits. One of those names, and he wants you to pray for her, her name was Esther. And he went back and won Esther to Christ. Amen. And so praise the Lord for that. We have a few more men here tonight, I think, than we do ladies. So we're going to start with guys first, not because the ladies shouldn't go first, but we'll get odd here. So Rashad is from the Bahamas, and I'll let him tell you what year he is at the college, and he'll come and give you his testimony.
Good evening. My name is Rashad Thurston. I'm from the Bahamas. This is my second year in Bible college, and this is my second soul winning marathon experience. This second year, it really helped me in how to soul win. I can remember the 2 days that really impacted me the most was, I'd say, the second day and the third day. So that would be Wednesday and Thursday. I think I was on the bus and we was riding to the next area and I overheard Brother Vasilis talking to Jeremiah. And he was talking to him saying, you don't want to make someone a two-fold child of hell. So even if you're going to give someone a gospel track, give them something to think on. So he was saying, if you go there, say, this is a gospel track. He'll let you know how you can know for sure what the Bible says. If you want to go to heaven, this will let you know. So me overhearing that, I was able to actually use that. And on Thursday, I think, or on the last day, sorry, Brother Parsons preached on not being this soul-ending robot, but just being someone who talks about your testimony. And he's saying that is the most powerful thing you have. So on Friday, I was even able to be more conversational. I was able to talk to this lady, and she was already saved. When I was giving her the gospel verses, she was able to quote those things back to me and talk to me about Jesus Christ. So I was like, sounds like you already know what's going on. And then she said, yeah. So I was able to actually not really just show her first each verse, but I was able to like to talk to her and then minister to her questions. You know, she's saying I was with the church for so long, and I'm in this sin and that sin, and I was able to show a Bible verse. I was able to give a testimony. So on Wednesday, I was able to be more confrontational, and on Friday, I was able to be more conversational and help me out really to really get personal with people and not just be a robot and just follow this formula. But it helped me to be more conversational, more open, and more, you know, efficient for God's use. So thank you guys for allowing us to go there. Thank you guys for paying for us. I've learned that you guys really help us out a lot in helping us with getting the rooms and all the transportation, and it really is a blessing just to be able to be a part of that experience. So thank you just for praying for us and keeping us in your prayers.
Good evening, church. My name is Lydia, and this is my third soul winning marathon, and I really enjoyed it. This was probably my favorite soul winning marathon that I've been at. This year, I really prayed a lot that God would go before us and just prepare the hearts before us, and talking to a lot of the church members, they had said that they were praying for the same thing, and I could really tell there was several visits where it was like we'd go up to this door and a guy would answer and he'd have dogs and everything, but he wouldn't let that distract him, and he this one specific guy, he's like, oh yeah, me and my girlfriend were just talking about needing to go to church, and it was like, wow, that just really showed you that God was there working on him, getting him prepared for us to talk with him. Probably my favorite visit was when we went to this one lady's house. Her name was Jean, and she said she was Catholic, and I was like, oh, what church do you go to, you know? And she said she didn't go to church because she had recently had back surgery, and she didn't like going out a lot, and I was like, oh, well, I've, you know, gone through that similar situation, and that really seemed to open her up, and she was very receptive, and I asked her if she knew for sure she was going to go to heaven when she died, and she said she didn't know for sure, but she hoped so, and I was able to just share with her from my personal experience, like, before I got saved, I was really struggled with just assurance and, like, knowing for sure I was going to go to heaven, and that once I did get saved, it was just, I knew for sure, and I didn't have any doubts anymore, and she was just very receptive, and she got saved, and that was just really amazing to see how God worked it all out for us. So thank you so much for your prayers, and... that's all I have to say.
Hello, church. My name is Adam Markowski. This was my third soul winning marathon that I got to go to. I'd just like to start off by saying what a blessing it was to how the Lord was able to work through us with the 121 souls that got saved, and what a blessing it was just to be a part of that. Between myself and my partner, Justin, we got to lead 8 people to the Lord. And what a blessing it was just to see one of my favorite things that happened that week was I was... I knock on this door and a kid comes to the door. I talk to the kid and I ask him, are your parents home? Because I didn't want to just talk to the kid. And he was like, yeah, hold on a second, let me go get my mom. So he comes back out, his mom comes out, and she could only speak Spanish. I can't speak any Spanish. So I was thankful that there was an older teenage boy there that he could speak English and Spanish. And so he talked with me. I would say the plan of salvation in English. He would say it in Spanish to his mom. And then I asked him if he wanted to get saved, and he said yes. I asked him, now, would your mom want to get saved? He asked her in Spanish. She said yes. So I would say the prayer in English. He would repeat it in Spanish, then his mom would repeat it in Spanish. And what a blessing that was just to see how the Lord can use me to witness to people like that. When I can't speak their language, but it just so happened that her son was there at just the right time that he could translate for me. And just what a blessing it was to see the 121 souls saved. I know the first soul winning marathon we went on, it was only 28 saved, and it was a little discouraging at the time, but it was just such a blessing to see this. And thank you, church, for your prayers. We can't do it without your prayers or without your support, so I'd just like to thank you, and thank you, Pastor Carter, as well.
Hello, my name is Leah Markowski, and I am a sophomore here at the college. This was actually my third year of going to soul winning marathon, though. I had the privilege of being able to go when I was a senior in high school, so it's always been a blessing to be able to go. Well, this soul winning marathon, it was just a really sweet time to me. I felt like it was actually my favorite soul winning marathon yet, and I had the opportunity of winning 5 people to the Lord, which was a huge blessing, and then my team all together, we were all able to lead 11 people to the Lord. I was with Ruth and also Luke and Russell Long. And so that was just a blessing. Although they were all sweet experiences, of course, there was just one that really stuck out to me. And there was one time we were just right at the end of a street and the bus was just dropping off some kids from school. And one kid was getting off and he was walking to his house, and I just happened to stop him with Ruth. And she ended up going and talking to another boy, and she actually was able to lead him to the Lord, which was really cool. But I was talking to this boy, and his name was Anthony, and he was 11. And I'd asked him if he even knew about Jesus. He's never heard about Jesus. He didn't know about the Bible. He had no idea what that was. He didn't know about hell or any of that. And he never even really considered what would happen after death. And I just took the time and I explained it all to him. And he was just so understanding. And he just just use his childlike faith, and he ended up getting saved, and that was such a blessing to me. And just really thinking about the fact that the Lord has blessed me in my life with the family that I have, where I was able to grow up in a really good home, and I got saved at a young age, and so now I'm able to go and share that with other people, that it's just a blessing to me. And so, of course, I thank you all for your prayers. I realize this Soul Marathon, just how important prayer is, really, and how it just works in not only the hearts of other people, but works in your own heart as well. So I thank you all for that.
Good evening, church. My name is Justin Clark. This is my first Soul Winning Marathon, and Adam was my partner for this week. I got to lead two people to Christ over the course of the week, which is a blessing, and I got to see Adam lead six. Of course, that Spanish lady and her son were two at the same time, and so that was a blessing to see. And, you know, a lot of the times we can get discouraged in our flesh and, you know, just really quickly want to hurry up to the next door and hope nobody answers. So one of the people I got to lead was, I had already stuck the invitation in the door when we were walking away, and the door opens, and this really young guy, probably around my age, comes up to the door. And he ended up being really receptive, and he wanted to get saved, and so that was a blessing. So I got to lead him. And then another blessing was I had Dr. Vercellis' son Elijah with us, me and Adam, Thursday afternoon. And for most of the time, he would just walk with us, and we'd give him a chance for a door every once in a while. And he'd give him the invitation, and then me and Adam would either come in, one of us would come in and you know, present the plan of salvation. But after being there for long enough, he wanted to try it on his own, and I let him go through it. It took him a few seconds to remember what was next for a few times, but it was a blessing to see him be able to lead an older lady to the Lord. So thank you, church, for your support, and thank you, Pastor Carter.
Hello, my name is Anna Tiberi, and this was my fourth Soul Winning Marathon, and I was privileged to be able to go as staff and as a wife, and so it was by far my favorite. But just the circumstances leading up to this, with my sister being in the hospital and having surgery, I just felt like the Lord was really preparing me a lot more. There was a lot more time spent in prayer for myself that I haven't had in past times, and so that was just such a blessing to be able to go feeling the most prepared and just asking God to work, and he certainly did. My partner was Laura, and we just had a great time together. We had a lot of great doors. I got to go through the plan of salvation many times, but I did not get anyone to pray with me or lead them, but the visits I had were just so sweet, and Brother Parsons, just his guidance about the people that we were gonna meet, giving just, if they are saved but they're not in church, just guide them towards a church, give them something to think about, use your testimony, and all of those things I was able to do. I met so many people who were about my age and who were not in church, but gave, you know, one guy was like, yeah, I used to go visiting with my church, just like you're doing. I said, you know, what happened? Well, I moved out. Well, I had a kid. And I got those excuses again and again and again. And so just to encourage them to get back in church and say, if you were looking for one or there's any hesitation, you don't want to be the only visitor, like, now's the time to come. And so that was just such a blessing. And there was one specific that stood out. It was on Thursday, which was our longest day. And we were in these apartments that just seemed endless, and we had some great guys, Adam and Justin, and they did all the second story apartments for us girls, so that was such a blessing. But we went to one house, and it was this lady, and her name was Patrice, and I've told this story a lot, but it's still my favorite. I was talking with her, and she said she didn't know 100% for sure she'd go to heaven, so I got my Bible out and started going through it, and she actually finished But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I looked at her, I said, you know this. I said, was there a time and place in your life that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? She goes, yeah, I did. I said, great, where was that? And she just looked at me like, you'd be interested? And she said, well, my friend as a teenager invited me to church, and I went, and they presented the gospel, and I got saved. I said, that's wonderful. And she said, yeah, I even went to church for a while after that. And I said, you know, what made you stop? Why aren't you faithful anymore? And she said, well, you know, again, she got older. She felt unworthy. She ended up having a little girl. She was about 5 or 6, and her name was Ivory, and she was there with us. And so I just got to encourage her, give her some assurance verses. And before I left, I said, you know that if you died, you'd go to heaven. But is that something that your daughter knows? And she just stopped. And it was like I could have slapped her in the face. And she just looked at her daughter and then looked at me and kind of stuttered. And I said, are you still trying to teach her? And she goes, yeah, but I guess I need to do better. And I said, well, this is a great church that will help you raise your daughter and teach her the truth and just get involved. And so she said she'd see us there on Sunday. I'm not sure if she made it, but I do believe that she'll come or get involved in a church. But it was just so many visits like that. I got thanked many times for being out there by Christians. Thanks for coming and sharing the gospel, and you're doing a great thing. So I thank the church for all the prayers that were spent for us and to keep us safe and just smoothly. And even with, the bus broke down one time, even that I felt like went very smoothly. We just kind of picked a new street and kept going. And so it was just such a blessing to be part of, and I just want to thank you so much for allowing us to go.
Hello, my name is Ryan Oswardy. I'm a graduate of the high school here at Landmark. Now I am a sophomore in the college. This is my third soul winning marathon, and it was a great experience. I love soul winning, but this week in general, it felt different compared to the other times I went. The spirit was good in the hotel room, on the bus. I can't explain it, but the spirit just seemed so much different. I don't really have any funny or exciting stories to tell, but I was with Rashad Thurston. First day or two was kind of long, it felt like. And I talked to a girl named Giselle. At the time, I was tired. It was a long day. And I felt like I wasn't explaining it, to the best I could possibly do it. But she got saved, but make a long story short. And that was the last house on the street. So we sit down, Sean and I do, and the bus stops. The bus stops, and these two kids come. Maddie's like, Ryan, you talk to him? Rashad, him. So we both go our way, and within like that 10 minutes, we saw 3 souls saved. Amen. And so our team saw a total of 9 souls saved. I was with Nehemiah Vercellus, and he was a blessing to me. Just his zeal encouraged me and motivated me. I want to thank Pastor Carter and Brother Parsons for the work they've done in the college. I want to thank all of y'all for the prayer and investment in us.
Amen. Good evening, church. My name is Kim Lien Moon, but everybody here just know me as Kim. This is my second soul winning marathon. It's just a blessing to be a part of the soul winning. It's just so grateful that we've been able to go out the whole week, just knock the door. I didn't able to lead anybody to the Lord, but I able to plant some seed, because God send you just to plant the seed, and he will send someone else to let that seed grow. So I just also praise the Lord for that opportunity, and it's such a blessing. I met one lady at the door. She already saved, and she have her home church, and it's a Baptist church, but she just shared some story about it to us, and it's just encouraging to us. And one that she said, she live here so long and she never see someone knock the door of this area to tell about Jesus. So she just so thank you for that. So I just feel the blessing to be a part to go out to tell someone that never know about Jesus. And I just want to thank you so much, Pastor Carter, for his leadership, that we have a great Bible colleague and also a great church member. And also thank you so much for the awe professor, that we not only learn how to serve in God, it also have to draw ourselves close to God also. So, and also thank you so much for all your prayer. I know that you not only pray for us for that whole week, you always pray for us. So I thank you so much.
Good evening, church. My name is Doug Henry, and I had the honor and privilege of going out for soul winning marathon for this year, and this was my 6th soul winning marathon, and praise the Lord, I'm a senior, and I'll be graduating this year, Lord willing, and just want to stop and encourage you folks real quick. And you hear all these testimonies about these young people and what a what a blessing it was to go, and it definitely was, but I just want to encourage you and remind you folks that you guys had a part in this as well. You guys get a part of the benefit of these souls coming to know Christ through your prayers and through your support of the college and just your support by allowing us to go. Just don't think that just because you couldn't go, you didn't have a part in it, and you had a great part in Soul Winning Marathon, and just want to encourage you with that. And personally, for me, I wanted this to be not only the best year for Soul Winning Marathon, but I wanted the Lord to do something great in my heart. I wanted the Lord to speak to me in a great and mighty way, not only as a soul winner, but also just as a Christian in general. And just the Lord really blessed. And between Dylan and I, who that's probably the best partner I've ever had in a Soul Winning Marathon, what a great encouragement he was to me and what a blessing he was. And it was a privilege of being with him. And between him and I, we had 8 people saved. And it was a huge blessing to see him get excited and just go and take the lead and just go ahead and just take the charge and everything like that. And so for me, I just want to stood back and just let him do whatever he needed to do. And it was exciting to me watching the younger students get excited and get on board and just get fired up for the Lord and to serve him. That was a blessing. And for me, I wanted to just to share with you one individual. His name is Everton Dennis. And Dylan and I were walking along the street, and we came across a young man who many of you guys know who he was. He just happened to be there at that time to get a part for his car, and his car was in the road working. And so Dylan and I, we went to the car talking to the 3 young men. And so Dylan started talking to the two young men that ended up getting saved. And so I started talking to the other individual. And so then Dylan got led both of them through the gospel, presented the gospel to them, and he gave one of them to me to lead to Christ. And so I told him, I said, well, you know, now you want to pray and ask Christ to be your Savior. He goes, absolutely. And he wanted to do that on his own. And so by himself, he sat there and he prayed and asked Christ to save him and trust in him as his Savior. And so after he got done praying, I wanted to walk him through it and make sure. I said, do you know for sure you go to heaven now? He goes, yes, I did, because I put my faith and trust in Christ. And it was a blessing to me, and it reminded me so many times that, you know, as soul winners, we want to get them to that point. We want to lead them in prayer. But a lot of times we need to be reminded that it's the Lord doesn't need us. The Lord doesn't need us to walk them through it in prayer. You know, the Holy Spirit is what draws them. The Holy Spirit is what convicts them. And it's they're the ones that have to make that decision. So that was just a blessing as a reminder to me. And I wanted to share with you with 2 names. One name was Monse, one name was Gerald. And those were 2 individuals that I had the privilege of leading the gospel and just share with them the entire plan of salvation. But unfortunately, neither one of them was ready to get saved at that day. And you could see in their heart, that in their face, that conviction was upon them, and the Lord was tugging on their heart, but they said no. And I was reminded somewhere, I think it's Acts 26, where it says, almost thou persuadest me to be Christian. And so many times as soul winners, you get discouraged knowing that you do everything that you can, you walk through the scriptures, you do everything perfect, and yet they still don't accept Christ. You know, again, too many times we get discouraged by that, but just know that it's not us that they're rejecting. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And hopefully one day the Lord is still continuing to tug on their hearts. Hopefully the Lord is still pulling on their hearts. And I just want to ask you to pray for those 2 individuals. Her name was Monse and his name was Gerald. But it just overall, it was just a blessing for Soul Winning Marathon. It wasn't like in years past where it was super hot. The weather was great for most of the time. And in the room, it was me, it was Paco, and it was Aaron, and it was Russell. And we just had a great time each night of devotions and asking prayers for each other and just what Lord's been working on our hearts throughout the week. And it was a blessing being at the end of my race in college, and just it was a blessing knowing that this Soul Winning Marathon was the best for me in all the years that I've been here. And I just want to thank you so much, church, for supporting us. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Brother Parsons, for allowing us to go. And again, you had a part in this, and the Lord will... this is a result from your prayers. This is a result of your giving and your support for the college for so many years. So thank you again, church, for sending us.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Soyenut, and I'm from Cambodia. This is my first soul winning marathon, and I am a freshman here. I was so excited for soul winning marathon because, you know, I really want to know what is Soul Winning Marathon. And my first day at Soul Winning Marathon, I feel like I'm nervous because, you know, I'm not good in English. And I just want to share the gospel, like saying something about Jesus. But I try to speak, like talk to people, one house to one house. And I have Miss Christiana, she's my Soul Winning partner. When some
when I start to say something to people, I always stop sometime. So she just helped me to jump in, and she said the gospel, and she do very good, and she lead many souls, and I really want to do like her. And second day, I still don't lead anyone to the Lord, but I still try and try. I feel like a little bit upset because, you know, I try to speak English, but somebody sometimes they don't understand what I mean. But at the third day, I still do it again and again, and God give me one soul safe. Amen. And I try to say something to her. No, yeah, like when I go to that house, have a man sit outside the door, and I just go to him, but I really don't understand what he mean because he is a black man. Miss Christina, she just helped me to talk with him, and she lead that man to the Lord. And when his mom come, I just go to talk with her, and I just said about God, about Jesus, ask her about when you die right now, you should 100% so you go to the heaven or hell like that. And she's not good in English too. But I tried to talk with her, and his son just translate in their language to her, and then she understand what I mean. So I was so excited. And on that day, it's not only one that I get lead people to the Lord, but it five people. So I was so excited. And I'm so thankful for the church that pray for us and have so many marathons for us that we can share about Jesus to people that they lose. So thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is John Tiberi. I am a senior at Landmark Baptist College. I will be graduating this year. This is my third soul winning marathon that I got to go on. First off, I want to thank you all, the church, for sacrificing your money and your time and your prayer for us. Second, thank you, Pastor, for putting an emphasis on soul winning. And thank you, Brother Barry, for leading the college. Every soul winning marathon is a very unique time. Everyone is different from the year before and the year after. This year was unique to me because I got to see the seed sowed, watered, and then the reaping of it. I was able to give the gospel, plant the seed, and then sometimes I was able to plant, just water it by giving the gospel again, but not seeing the soul saved. But the best experience that I had was I was at the door, and Caleb was actually talking and giving the invitation to the boy. And he finished, and we were about to walk away, but the Holy Spirit talked, just burdened my heart for this boy, Gio. He was an 18-year-old. He was just graduating from high school, and he was just, the Holy Spirit was on my heart. And I wasn't going to let this young boy get away. So I gave him the gospel. I asked, if you died today, would you know for 100% sure you're going to heaven? And he said, you know, I was just thinking about that. And it was just the perfect opportunity to go through and share the gospel with him. And he knew many of the verses that I was able to share with him, but he never understood them. And just being able to explain to him the gospel and how he could be saved. And it was just an awesome experience. So many times people talk about that they walked up to the door and the person was just ready to get saved. And I never had that happen, but this year I had that happen. It was just a great experience. So my partner was Caleb Parsons, and it was awesome to have him as my partner as a teenager, just to see the teens be able to go through the gospel with people and share the gospel with others and just their heart for the ministry. All right, thank you.
My name is Doug Otches, and I'm the youngest of all the soul winners who went out, but the older folks took good care of me and didn't let me get in any trouble. It was such a blessing. I was with Levi and Jolene and Becca. And you know, the first couple of days, the girls weren't able to win anybody to Christ, and you could see they were getting just a little discouraged. But it was like the second to the last day out there, and all of a sudden they won someone to the Lord, and they were jumping up and down. You know, it just got to the point where Levi and I were like on fire. We were just, praise the Lord, we were just leading folks to the Lord, and it was such a blessing. But Levi and I just turned around and started praying for those girls that they would just start being able to lead somebody to the Lord. And they were just so excited. They won like 3 or 4 to the Lord themselves, and it was just such a blessing. You know, one thing that got me was we went up to these two gentlemen. They were, I'd say, late 20s, early 30s, and John and Kevin, their names were. And we started talking to them, and they said, yeah, we go to a Baptist church, and they named what the church was, and we love Pastor Dave, they said. We love Pastor Dave. And I said, but do you know if you die, would you go to heaven? We're not sure. So we go through the plan of salvation, and they had never heard the plan of salvation. They go to a Baptist church that's supposedly King James, and they had never heard the plan of salvation. It broke my heart. So they got saved, praise the Lord. But they still love Pastor Dave. So anyhow, the next day, we go up to this house, and we're walking down the street. We walk up to the house. You can see the guy has all his tools out in the yard. He just got home from work. Everything's all over the place. And his truck, in the back of his truck, was full of tools. He was a contractor of some sort. And he was a tough guy. You could see tattoos all over him and everything. And he's out drinking a beer and having a cigarette and stuff. And hey, whatever, I don't care. So I start talking to him. Well, guess who we knew? Pastor Dave. And he had never heard the gospel once again. And it broke my heart. This guy had never heard the gospel. But his wife's going in and out. The children are coming in and out. And I said, look, man. I said, we're talking heaven and hell here. You have to make a decision. And I said, Pastor Dave's not going to get you to heaven. So he said, I'll tell you what. And he put his cigarette out and he said, I'll tell you what. He says, I will be at that church on Sunday. I said, man, I'm begging you to get saved today. I'm begging you to accept Christ as your Lord, as your Savior. He says, well, I'm not going to do that today. But I promise you, I'm bringing my family to that church on Sunday. I said, well, just remember, if you don't, those souls are all in your hands. But it was so funny. None of them knew the Lord, like the gospel, going to Pastor Dave's church. And then guess what I found out? My wife, my daughter and her husband live down there. My grandson is going to this church's Christian school. He's in kindergarten. So if somebody who knows another school that doesn't belong to Pastor Dave, I'd appreciate it.
Good evening. My name is Dylan. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. This is my second soul winning marathon. My partner was Doug Henry. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. I'd just like to thank you guys. First, thank you, Pastor Carter, for sticking by the stuff. Thank you, church, for sticking by Pastor Carter while sticking by the stuff. It has all been a blessing. This has been it was a good soul winning marathon. You know, when you go soul winning, you meet all kinds of people. You meet people who are ready to accept Jesus Christ, people who don't want nothing to do with him, and people who are just not ready. But I met all three of those people on my soul winning experience this year. But I met one young man, his name is Dennis Turtis. He was 16 years old. He just got off of the school bus. And you know, he was talking to his friends. His friends saw me, they ran away. I don't know why, I'm not that intimidating. But yeah, they ran away, and I talked to Dennis. I asked Dennis a question. I said, Dennis, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure? And he finished the question, and I was like, wow. He said he was just thinking about that, the same experience that John had. He said he was just thinking about that. So I said, well, Dennis, well, today is the day for you. Well, aren't you glad to see me today? And I was like, yeah. So he's like, yeah, it's good. So I led him through the gospel, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. You know, and another guy I met, I never got his name, but I knocked on his door, I invited him to church. He said, you don't want me to go to your church? I said, why? and said, anybody's welcome. He's like, oh, because I'm a Satanist. And then I just was like, oh, okay, well, the invitation is still open to you. So I said, have a good day, sir. And then I walked away. But after I walked away, you know, it was just something that I was curious, but I didn't go back to the door because I don't want to argue or whatever. But you know, I was a bit discouraged, a bit curious. It was just all over the place. But I turned to the back of the book. I read in Revelations, it says, and that old serpent, the devil, he was cast into the lake of fire for an eternity. And it's good to know that, hey, we are on the winning side. But thank you guys for your prayers. Thank you guys for your support. You know, the Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. And whether you labor on your knees or on your feet, thank you for your labor. Thank you for doing all that you've done for this college, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, my name is Daniel Betancourt, and this is my third soul winning marathon. I'm in high school. I'm in 10th grade, and I've been going since, I think, 8th grade, if I can do the math correct. I don't know. So I was here since, I've been here ever since I moved from Spanish Church here, so I can just see how it's, because I love to, this is my language, I speak English. So we moved here, and I was in school, and I was 7th grade and 8th grade. I heard about a soul winning marathon, so I wanted to go. So then I went, and then ever since, I loved it, and I never stopped. So I kept going on Soul Winning Marathon, and this year I think is one of the best Soul Winning Marathon I ever had. My partner was my dad, actually. My dad went with me all those 3 years. My partner was my dad, I already said that. We were able to see 10 people. We were able to see 10 people that got saved, right? So we were able to see, he led 5 and I led 6. So it was just an awesome experience. And one that stood out to me was, there was this Spanish lady. Her name is Dora. Yeah, Dora, her name was Dora. And then she was, my dad was like, you speak Spanish, you know, so go talk to her. So I was just speaking Spanish during the whole plan of salvation. So then she's like, oh yeah, you should go talk to my niece. You should go talk to my niece. He needs to get saved. He needs to hear this. So I just, but I'm like, well, God came for you. So I just started talking to her in Spanish, and I told her about my testimony about what if I was gonna die. I told her my testimony about a car accident and how Lord worked there until now, and how I'm saved right now. And she was like, well, you need to talk to my niece. And she kept doing that, and I was just like, I will talk to your niece once I'm done with you. So then I was talking to her, and then right after I said that, her niece walked out. So then it was the perfect timing, and then her Dora, she called her niece, hey, you need to hear this boy. So then I went over there, and he came over there, and I just went, and I was talking to her in Spanish, and I was translating the same thing in English to Ivan. His name is Ivan. And I was just going back and forth. It took me like, 15 minutes, because it took forever. So then I did, I saw them, they trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's personal Savior. And then I think my partners for most of the time were Dylan and Doug, and then they switched off with Robinson and this other guy, I don't remember who, from college. they were having a good time at Robinson, and then Robinson came into my partner, and then we went to this one Spanish neighborhood, and it was crazy because they told us to go everywhere. So once we were done talking to one woman, she came, they were like, oh, go talk to this woman. So we went and talked to that woman. Once we were done, she's like, oh, go talk to this woman. So once we're done there, she'll go talk to this woman. So we're just back and forth, and like Spanish and Spanish and Spanish. And then my dad led all the Spanish except for one, and I got it. So I had a good time, and thank you for church for everything. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for sending me, and just thank you for everything.
I enjoyed that. Goodness, we got some others left, but time's got us again. I really enjoyed them tonight. Appreciate every testimony, all of you. And it is a lot of hard work, and the devil discourages with that, but if you noticed in the testimonies, more were saved on the third day. If you get discouraged on the first day, you don't wind up getting all God's got planned. So it was a tremendous, tremendous time. We appreciate the hard work that went into it. we can talk about it here, but we'll have to get to heaven to see the full results. It'll be different when we see it all. Amen. Okay, let's stand. Brother Hector, you want choir practice? No, he's skipping choir practice again. Everybody gone, I understand that. I'll come back to the announcements on visitation. I think I see my wife back there. I need to know, ladies in the morning at 9:30 or not? Is she back there? Yes, okay, she said yes. All right, ladies. Father, we thank you now for what we've heard and felt tonight. Thank you for the souls that were saved and the seed that was planted. And thank you, Father, that we can be about your business. Father, when it all boils down to it, it gets right down to this, your people telling others about you. Thank you for each one. Thank you for the blessing of having the privilege and one day coming into your presence and seeing that of all the things we did, telling others about Jesus was the biggest. Thank you again for your blessings in Christ's name. Amen.